Shalom, this is Nade Badel-Leon, and I pray you are doing well today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We worship you. We adore you for your goodness, for all the things you have done for us throughout our lives. We thank you that today is another day, that you are with us through it all, and you protect us and guide us in everything we do. Amen. Today I'm reading from the book of John 17. From verse 1, it says, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, and the only true God, and Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, that they have kept thy word, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou hast given me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I have spoken in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them the word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast not sent me unto the world, even so have I also not sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, and they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Hallelujah. This is John 17 from 1 to 26, the whole chapter. He's talking about us. He's talking about believers in Yeshua, the hope that we have in him, the hope that he left for us. The fact that he has loved us is very, very important. Yeshua prayed for us. He didn't pray for the world, but he prayed for us in the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. He and the Father are one. And so when we come and believe him and we are accepted by him, we become one with him in the Father. So every believer right now is one with him. His eyes are upon us. He has prayed this prayer for us. And when we preach the gospel, even the people that come and believe through our words have also been prayed for already. So you see, there is hope for us. There is faith in him. There is trust in him. And if you are truly a child of the King, then you have hope indeed. You shouldn't worry about things that are going on in this world. Yes, I'm not saying that you shouldn't care. You should care. But you shouldn't be so troubled that you lose your grip on reality. That you lose your joy. Because there will be wickedness. There will be things that are going on. We need to pray about these things. We need to pray for people. We need to still preach the gospel. We need to still reach out to people. We need to show people love. We need to show people that there is a God that has created us, that loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He's not about denominations. He's not about who you are, about what church you go to, or what synagogue you attend, or what congregation you go to, or what shrine you worship in. He is all about trust and faith in him. So today I'm giving you an open invitation to come to Yeshua and know that he is in me, and that when you accept him, he accepts you, because I am in him, even as he is in the Father, and we are one. And so anyone that hears this message and believes and call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be one with him. I don't care what you have done in the past, but what you are doing right now matters. It matters. It counts to change your heart. No matter what sin you have committed, no matter how far-fetched you think you have gone, no matter how deep you think you've gone and you cannot be redeemed, I am challenging you and telling you that he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He loves you perfectly. He loves you, Dodi. Come unto him, all ye that are burdened and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. You know? So today, my prayer is that you will not be forgotten. Whatever your situation is, put your trust in him, and he will see you through. It seems impossible right now. It seems like no one can give you a break. It seems like nothing can help you. It seems like everything is falling apart. But let me tell you something. He is near. And he is saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest.